I'm John Berman, in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 podcast. Colorado's experiment in legalizing pot, how it's working so far. Also, from Antarctica, the rescue on ice. Let's get started. It's been a couple of days of legal recreational pot sales now on the books in Colorado, and the big headline seems to be sticker shock. The price of high-quality product, according to the Denver Post, approaching $400 an ounce with hefty taxes on top of that. The reason is Econ 101, plain and simple, limited supply and very heavy demand.
There is no stereotype about it. There are people who are 21, and I've seen people who are 75 years old come through the door today. It's a big mix from all walks of life. I really think when people get the opportunity to choose a form of recreation, a lot of people in Colorado have said they would like to choose cannabis, and that's what we're seeing today.
I want to get more on what they are seeing today in Colorado. Let's check in with Miguel Marquez in Denver, who is surrounded by marijuana at a growing operation called Canyon Harvest. Good evening, Miguel.
Good evening there, John. This is Canyon Harvest. This is the grow facility for Evergreen Apothecary, which is just down the street here. These are younger plants that aren't yet budding out. There's another room over here where all the bud grows, and that's the stuff that they end up selling. It is running about $50 for an eighth ounce plus taxes. Usually comes out to about $61, $65 or so for an eighth of an ounce that you can buy up from there. If you're a Colorado citizen, up to an ounce. If you're from out of state, quarter or a half ounce. It is going gangbusters for retailers so far. I think beyond wildest expectations at this point. Medicine Man, which is a very large dispensary here, they were expecting 400 to 500 customers day one. They got over 650 turned people away. There's a line there today at Evergreen Apothecary that this place supplies. There was a line 100 people long all day long today trying to get in there to buy. There's only a handful of these places open right now. More will come online as they get their certification, their licenses down, but it is unbelievable. I think beyond all expectations of how it is being sold right now. And I met people from as far away as Maine, Maryland, Oregon, all across the country coming into Oregon. I didn't think it would happen that way. It has. Amazing.
Miguel Marquez, botanist, economist, journalist. Have there been any problems so far now that we've had 2 days of legal sales?
There have not been problems with the sales. All of that has gone relatively smoothly. The law enforcement reporting, no concerns. That said, there are a lot of edibles coming on the market as well. There was an incident today in Longmont, Colorado, where a two-year-old girl picked up a cookie, her mother said, on the grass outside of their home. She ingested it. She was taken to the hospital because she fell ill. And she tested positive for THC. The mother said she does not smoke marijuana or use marijuana, but she and her other child are now subjected to a test, basically, to see if they are using marijuana. The police searched the house to make sure that there was no marijuana paraphernalia in there. The concern is that there's going to be a lot more kids in this situation. Doctors here saying that before 2009, no kids entered the hospital for marijuana. After 2009, you have 12 kids now who have entered the hospital on symptoms of THC. John?
And these may be the problems they are literally discovering every day there. Miguel Marquez in Colorado for us. Thanks so much, Miguel. I want to dig deeper now into the implications and perhaps the complications here. Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis famously called states the laboratories of democracy. Well, the experiment is now very much underway in Colorado and soon also in Washington State with legal, medical, and political and social dimensions to talk about. Here to explore them, Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta and Senior Legal Analyst Jeffrey Toobin. So Sanjay, clearly the laws have changed in some places. Public opinion has changed nationwide. But what about the science? Where is the science now on whether pot is addictive and what it might do to your brain?
Well, the science is emerging, but I'll preface by saying, look, you know, this has been a illegal substance for a long time in this country. So science is hard to come by, and that's part of the problem. Having said that, you know, if you look at addiction sort of across the board, addiction sort of means not only the idea that someone is physically addicted to something, they'll have physical withdrawal if you take away that substance, but also is it interfering with their way of life? Do they so seek out a substance that in order to get that substance, it's going to interfere with things that they should be doing as part of their normal lives. And if you look at all of that, you know, marijuana, across the board, about 9% of people will become addicted to it, compared to heroin, which is closer to 23%. Cocaine is in the 20s. Alcohol, 15-16%, depending on studies that you look at. So it is addictive, although maybe not as addictive as some of these other substances.